Okay, Oregon coach Mark Helfrich has joined us. The Ducks are home hosting Washington State on Saturday. We'll go ahead and take questions for coach.
To ask coach a question, please press star 1. Your first question comes from the line of Stephanie Lowe, Seattle Times.
Hey, Mark, how are you doing?
Doing great, thanks.
So I know Don Pelham started the season calling plays from the box, but eventually moved down to the field. Was that your idea or his idea? How did that come about?
I would say mutual. Yeah, we just had some different discussions about, different aspects of the defense, and that was one of the things that we decided would be the best move going forward.
What do you think having him on the sidelines gives you guys? Like, why is that an advantage, or why does that work better?
Well, a couple things just in terms of calling the game. He can get a feel for guys, looking them in the eye, all those kind of things, making adjustments. He can have one voice on the sideline and get everybody on the same page if you have to make some tweaks or changes during the game. And then it gives a different set of eyes. Eric Chenander moved upstairs and gives him the ability to be totally dialed into schematic changes either offensively or defensively, maybe, that are going on that you can't necessarily do as the play caller. So just kind of a combination of all those things.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Again, to ask coach a question, please press star 1. Your next question comes from the line of Kyle Kingston, F1 Sports.
Coach, do you have a specific philosophy on going for it on fourth down, where you are on the field, what time of the game it is, things of that nature?
Every situation is different, and I know at the end of this game, in the third quarter, was just really trying to instill confidence in our defense, probably more than anything, and had confidence in our defense at that point, had confidence in our offense to convert, certainly. And I thought the play that was too bad for our defense was as they drove, we forced a fumble, and that would have just been a huge just boost for our confidence, and something that I think our defense really needs right now is just to make a couple plays, create a couple breaks, and they did. You know, they knocked the ball loose. Unfortunately, they recovered it in the red zone and ended up scoring. But in this particular case, I thought we had a good play offensively, and I thought we were playing well defensively.
Thank you.
Sure.
Again, to ask coach a question, please press star 1.
Any further questions for coach? Last chance. Got one additional question.
Your next question comes from the line of Jacob Thorpe, Spokesman Review.
Hey, Mark, I just want to ask a bit about Gary Campbell and what's made him able to become such an effective coach, coaching players as versatile as DeAnthony Thomas to Royce Freeman, and obviously very different styles of runners, very different strengths, how he's able to coach them both up so well.
Yeah, Cam is just, he's phenomenal. You know, he's a great person, first and foremost, and he kind of just has the ability to develop anybody, get along with anybody. He has a great knack for kind of being demanding, yet can again get along with everybody. And that those qualities, I think, are, unique. A guy that's just done it for so many years and developed so many different guys. And as you said, they're not all big, fast guys. They're not all little, scat back type guys. Just he's developed varied personalities, varied types, all those things. And he just does a tremendous job.
Does his record, is that almost a recruiting draw at this point when you're recruiting young running backs?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, not only pointing to our sheer yardage, but the stable of guys that have come out of that have been developed by him is something that guys are certainly drawn to. Whether it's in their college numbers, the number of guys in the NFL, it's remarkable.
Can it be tough when you're recruiting these Jonathan Stewarts, these DeAnthony Thomases, these guys that come in with sort of a brand and name of their own? Is it helpful to have a coach who's so well established, who's got so much of his own brand, maybe, you know, one ego can't surpass the other, I guess?
Are you saying just in terms of the, you know, like a stereotypical 4 or 5 star, is that what you're saying? I'm just making sure I'm understanding your question.
I guess I'm saying if your running back coach was a GA who'd just been promoted and no one had ever heard of him.
Gotcha. Sure. Yeah, we try to be very honest with guys up front. You know, we don't, you know, to use your example, we don't tell a 5-star guy, hey, you're the greatest player ever in the history of the world, and we guarantee you this and guarantee you that. It's quite the opposite. You know, we want guys that are going to come in and be a part of something great. And you know, you always need a bunch of, you know, fast, athletic, tough guys that can do those things, and then certainly to have a guy that has that track record, absolutely he can. He can get along with everybody and then motivate everybody kind of simultaneously.
Great, appreciate it, Mark.
Sure.
Your next question comes from the line of Stephanie Lowe, Seattle Times.
Hey, Mark, when you look at the film from last week, Washington State and Cal. Is there anything that you picked up on in terms of what Washington State's line is doing? Why do you think Cal was so successful in really getting to the quarterback so many times? And is that something that you guys can kind of harness for this week?
They're excellent. You know, they played, I think the first thing that jumped out is just how hard they played. And they can create pressure, you know, at times throughout the year they've rushed 2 guys, you know, they're dropping 8 and then punching out a spy, and 2 guys create some sort of issue for the quarterback, and that's that's not good as an offensive, you know, as an offensive coach. But they did a great job of being sound in coverage, creating pressure with 3, creating pressure with 4, and then just changing it up enough to make it a little bit complicated for the quarterback. And they've done a great job of that all year. You know, they've done a really good job in the secondary. They basically run every coverage out of the same shell, and they're a very, very good disguise team, and so that's tough on quarterbacks.
What about on the other side? I mean, Wazoo's offensive line. Cal got to Luke Falk. They sacked him 7 times. Is that something that Oregon is taking note of?
Well, you know, we'd love to be able to do that. I think they'll, you know, obviously make some adjustments. I think there were times when it was schematic. There were times when you know, Cal did it, you know, just they've got good athletes, really good athletes up front, creating issues, you know, maybe a couple times that the quarterback held the ball. You know, there's always a combination of factors, but it's nothing, you know, systemic or anything like that. They'll get the ball out of their hands faster, throw screens, just run the ball, the adjustments that you normally make. But I think it was just a byproduct of the game as well.
Okay, thank you.
I will take one more question.
Your next question comes from the line of Kurt Craigthorpe, Salt Lake Tribune.
Mark, looking back, what was last week like for your program, and what were you able to fix primarily in that week?
What was it like for our program? Yeah, I mean, you have to flush a win or flush a loss similarly. And I thought that you know, if somebody tells you you're the greatest team ever, that's not true. If somebody tells you you're the worst team ever, that's not true. And just trying to grow and develop and instill that type of mentality in a bunch of our guys that haven't been in that situation before. And so, you know, in a competitive sport, you're going to get your tail kicked sometimes, and that happened. And we showed up the next day and went back to work. And so hopefully, you know, that's something that obviously we don't want to be tested in that vein again, but hopefully responding to a win or responding to something positively, we do the same thing.
Thank you.
Sure.
Perfect. That'll do it for you, Mark. Appreciate your time today. Good luck this weekend.
All right, Dave. Thanks.
Okay. We'll see you.